think that this is a kind of an omen that somebody's died? Is that
true? There's a pretty true sign back in then, but I don't think they go by that now.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear it called a gully washer or a goose drowner?
How do you call the gully washing the big hard rain come wash the fields and like that?
Oh, that lot of not washes too.
Like that, a lot of not washes, gully washes and different things. That's the only farmers meet up and call it.
And shelf up over the fireplace.
Call that a mantelpiece.
And the iron things that you hold, they hold the logs, firewood inside.
I put that in the chimney. What did it make of a fire in a chimney?
Or the iron things that would hold up the logs.
Mm-hmm, that was fire dogs.
How'd you used to start a fire? What you used to start a fire with?
There was a good lighter called a kindling. Some of them called it fetch splinters. And that you start a fire quick was good lighter back in then.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody used it.
Splinters?
Splinters, I said fetch splinters or kindling. That's a fat lighter.
Yeah, lighter. And, how'd you used to hang up your clothes? If it was something built in, you'd call it a...
Hang them on a pole.
Well,
the wood, they cut your pole with two forks and put it in the ground. And then get another pole to lay in there. There wasn't no wire to hang them on no wire line.
No, they hung them on poles, and we was bored later on and got something called a clothesline on one pole to the other one.
Did you ever close it in?
No, sir. Just hung right out in the weather. Uh-huh. It rained 3 or 4 days. Them clothes hung out in the sun, come out. Then it got dry.
Uh-huh.
And they did wasn't able to buy like this now. And that baby, they go out and get some of the clothes, hang the fire and iron them, dry them out like that back in them times.
You ever see anything, a piece of furniture that was big, about like this? You could move it around. You kept clothes in it in later years.
Well, they had something back in then, what the boys call a Coles press, something homemade.
Uh-huh.
They showed you some of the old bowls, could have showed you one a while ago, but just thought they passed that by one. But they put clothes, milk, or different things, safe. They made all that stuff.
Coles press.
Yes,
sir,
by hand.
Uh-huh.
I thought one of
the most safe
was
out of town, boys. You want to
out on you yet?
Take a
look at it. Wide, boy, the wide bowls.
And, what do you call the boards outside the house?
Weatherboarding.
And the place where you got two chairs there outside the house with a roof over it?
They call it out a porch, and we'll call it a pies. And mostly pies are back in our board. They later want to call them a porch.
Yes, sir. And a smaller one, over the back door there, what do you call it?
Call it a back porch.
Back porch?
Back porch and front porch.
You got little shelter over the back door. Is that still a porch or?
What do you call out of the shed over the steps or like that? Keep water from falling on the steps.
The word stoop, is that a stoop or?
I never hear that stoop business till I went to New Jersey.
Is that right?
You know what they call it around here, that?
You don't call it that around here. The small place next to the barn where you we'll put the cows before you milk them.
Call that a copying.
And you don't have many rocks or stone around here.
No, sir, not in this part. Ain't none of them around
when
here.
When people make a fence or a wall out of it, what do you call that?
They use them rocks around the pillars. I never knew nobody use them for fence or nothing like that. You get them old big lime rocks, they call them, going some parts of the Decatur County or an upper part up here. Call them line rock. They dynamite them, get them sized. They want to bust them up where they can handle them, and they make pillars out of them for houses and barns, like that.
And about so big with a handle on, you kept water in, made of wood?
Tubs. Wash tubs, they call them.
Wash tubs. And if you take it in the house and drink out of it, what was that? You have a handle on the top.